The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Krisus Daf Yud Aleph. The Mishnah and the Gemara over here on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph and Krisus discuss the punishment for Shivcha Charufa. The Torah says there's something called the Oshem Shivcha Charufa, and that is when somebody is Mizana with this Shivcha. A Shivcha Charufa, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, is a Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschirin, that half of her is freed, she's a free, and the other half is still a Shivcha. And the Gemara says that she is Mureses Le'Eved Ivri. She is married to an Eved Ivri. So therefore, she's half married in a regular marriage, because the part that's freed is considered a regular marriage to a regular Yisrael. The other half is not really a marriage, even though it's true that Eved Ivri is allowed to marry Shivcha Charufa, but it's not really considered a Kiddushin. Halachically, they're not really considered married. But that's what the Torah said. The Torah describes in such a case, somebody's mizana with this isha, this chetzi, shivcha chetzi of baschirin, the halacha is that the boil, the man, has a kiev to bring a carbon. And the Gemara says over here that she, the shivcha charufa herself, also, if she's a mazid, then she was over an avera. And because she was over an avera, that she does not bring a carbon, however, she does receive malchus. The Gemara brings a pasuk. It says Bikairis Tia, so you see that there is a chi of Malkus on the Shivcha Charufa. Now, whenever the Torah says that there's an obligation of Malkus, there's a chi of Malkus, that means that somebody was over in Avera. The chi of Malkus only comes in situation where somebody did an Avera, and he was over in Avera, he gets Malkus. So if the Gemara says over here that the Shivcha Charufa receives Malkus, it must be that she was over one of the Averas it says in the Torah. Now, which Avera was she over? When the Torah says that there's a concept that a Shivcha Charufa, there's something called the Oshem Shivcha Charufa, that this person who is Mizana has to bring a carbon, the Torah doesn't say that you're not allowed to do this, and therefore if you do it, you bring a carbon. There's no Azhara. There's no warning that the Torah gives that you're not allowed to do this. So we don't exactly know where is the lav. What exactly did he do that was wrong? So the truth is that if you think about it, since we're discussing a chetz shivcha chetz vascheirin, there are two possibilities. There are two possible averos that happened over here. One avera is stamas like the halacha of a boil shivcha, someone who is boil a shivcha, what avera is it? Something is not allowed. It's not mutter for a regular Yisrael to marry a shivcha, unless the special exeris akosa that he's an eved ivri. But if he's not an eved, he's not allowed to marry a shivcha. So that's one iser. That's one iser. And it's possible that the malchus and the carbon is coming because this person was over this avera. And there's also a second possibility, because since she's only a half shivcha, the other half of her is a baschirin, so the other half is a 100% free lady, and this half lady, this half of her, is muresis, that means that she had an erisin, and she was married to this Eved Ivri, who's a regular Yisrael, who's just sold as an Eved Ivri, but he's really, halachically, he's a regular Yid. So that means there was a regular Yisrael that married her, and they had a Kiddushin. He gave her whatever, he gave her a Kesef or Shtar as a Kiddushin, and halachically, they're considered married. And the halacha is, you have an Isha that's married, that's Mizana, that's halacha of Eishas Ish. The halacha of Eishas Ish is that usually, an Eishas Ish is, doesn't get Malkus, and Eishas Ish is over and Aver in the Torah, and it's Chayiv Chenek. So it could be that Torah over here is saying that even though usually a regular standard Eishas Ish was over an Avera, is over a Lav, and it's Chayiv Chenek, over here, because she's only half of her is married, and the other half is still a Shivcha, so I could hear that the Torah is saying that the Avera is not as serious, and therefore instead of receiving Chenek, doesn't say over here that they're Chayiv Misa. the boil is not chayim misa, but instead of being chayim misa, so the Torah will say over here for this aveira, instead of getting killed, you'll be chayiv malchus and you'll have to bring a carbon instead. So these are the two possibilities. And in fact, we'll see that really this is dependent upon a machlokes rishonim. Rashi in Yevamos and Daf Nun Heyam and Aleph says that this, that the boil is chayiv to bring a carbon, this is an obligation to bring a Ashram Shivcha Charufa because he was Mizana, the Chiv to bring a carbon, it comes on what Aveira? Rashi says it's on the Aveira of Lo Yeh Kaddish. The Torah says Lo Yeh Kaddish B'vnei Yisrael Lo Yisiyah Kedesh B'vnei Yisrael. And the Targum Onkelos is over there, and Rashi brings down in Kedushin and other places that this Pasuk is Azhara, is a lav in the Torah for an Eved, that an Eved is not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. And it is Azhara that his Shivcha is not allowed to marry a regular Yisrael. So that what means is we have a lav in the Torah that a Shivcha is not allowed to, get married. The Shivcha can only marry an Eved, or an Eved Ivri. The Shivcha cannot marry a regular Yisrael. So this is a full-fledged lav, and Rashi says not only is it a full-fledged lav in the Torah, like the Targum says on this Pasuk, in addition, this is actually the Aveira on which that Yechayiv Karban. So if this is the Aveira that the Boil is chayiv to bring a carbon, so it stands to reason that this is also the Aveira upon which the Isha, the Shivcha herself, will receive Malkus. Now, the question is, does everybody agree to this Rashi? And if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Issuri Bia Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, and Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam over there seems to say that there is no clear-cut Isser in the Torah for an Eved not to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. And there's no clear Isser in the Torah for a Shivcha, that a Shivcha is not allowed to get married to a regular Yisrael. That means the Rambam disagrees with Rashi, and the Rambam says that we don't have a lav, the lav of Loisiyah Kedesha, according to the Rambam, is not referring to this Isser that a Eved is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. In fact, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, Loisiyah Seishin and Hey, explains the Pasuk differently. And the Rambam says that the Pasuk is not telling me that it's an Isser on a Eved. The lav is saying that there's an Isser for Stam, for a Pani Abba, a Pnuya, and has nothing to do with an Eved. And therefore, many Achrayim understand the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the whole entire Isser for an Eved not to marry Bas Yisrael is not an Isser de Raisa at all. And since it's not an Isser de Raisa, if it's not an Isser de Raisa, obviously that this cannot be the Isser that the Torah is Mechayiv to bring a carbon, and this is not the Isser that the Torah says the Ish is going to get Malkus, because if it's not an Isser de Raisa, obviously you're not going to be able to get Malkus. Now, it's not so simple that this is the Shitas of Rambam. There are Gemaras that seem to say that is an Issa Deraisa, and there's a Mishnah L'melech in Uchaz Avodim, Per Gimel Aloch Gimel, that says that even though the Rambam says that you're not over a lav, but there is an Issa Deraisa involved, the Rambam himself brings down over there in Aloch Yud Gimel, the Rambam himself brings down the words of Onkelos. It's not 100% clear what is the Rambam trying to prove over there. Why does he bring down the words of Onkelos if he doesn't agree that that's really the Pshat in the Pasuk, he doesn't agree that this is a lav? So there's a bit of ambiguity. It's not clear exactly what the Rambam holds. If you say that the Rambam holds an Issa Derais like the Mishnah L'melech, now even though Mishnah L'melech is not saying that it's a clear lav, so it would be a little difficult to understand why you would get Malkus on such a thing. But maybe, perhaps we could say that over here, that maybe there's a special Xeris HaKosuv, that you bring a Ashram Shivcha Charufa and you chayiv Malkus. But other Achroinim, the Beis Meir, explain the Rambam, that the Rambam means to say that the entire Isser is only the Rabbonon, and that seems to be the simple understanding of the Rambam. And if the Rambam holds that the whole Isser of Loisiyah Kedesha is not discussing an Eved with the Bas Yisrael at all, and it's only discussing Pani Abal HaPnuyo, so then we cannot learn that the Isser over here that Yechayiv Malkus on is the Isser Loisiyah Kedesha. So we're stuck, and we're going to have to learn that the other way. We said that it's possible that the lav is the Malkus that you receive over here is on the Isser of Eishes Ish. And in fact, the Menches Chinuch and Mitzvah Eish Samach Vav seems to say that the Chi of Karvin and the Chi of Malkus over here is Taka coming because they're over on Isser Eishes Ish. And it's not a regular Isser Eishes Ish because the Maisa, she's only a Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschern. Part of her is still a Shivcha, so the Ishes is not as strict that you'll be Mechayiv Chenek. But still, since there's an Isser Ishes over here, since she is already married, therefore, there will be a Chi of Karban. What would be the nafkamina? So the nafkamina would be, what happens if she's not a chetzi shifcha chetzi bascherin? What happens if she's a complete shifcha? She's a full-fledged shifcha and half her was not freed. But she was Mureses Levit Ivri. The Evid Ivri decided that he wants to marry her. The Torah says that if you have an Evid Ivri that's already married, Rabbi Moisel Shivcha Kneinis, the master has the right to marry him off and give him a Shivcha Kneinis as a wife, and he's mutter, and there's no Isser at all, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbonim, but over here there is no Isser at all for the Evid Ivri. So if she's a full-fledged Shivcha, but she's Mureses Levit Ivri, the Evid Ivri, even if he gave her a Kesef Kedushin, but the Kedushin's not Chal, She's miuchedes loy, and she's not supposed to marry somebody else. But we can't say that there's a chalois kedushin. We can't say that she's considered married minat Torah. If that's the case, so this will be a nafkamina. If you learn like the Rambam, so what avera were you over here? You can't say there's an iser ishus because she's not really married because there's no part of her which is free. The only thing you could say is that there's an iser to be mizana with the shivcha. She's a full-fledged shivcha. So in such a case, if that's the iser, if that's the chiyuv carbon, so then the chiyuv, you'll be chiyuv carbon even such a case. In fact, Rashi in Yevamos over there, Taka says that. Rashi in Yevamos says that even if she was a kula shivcha, mures levit ivri, she'll taka be chiyuv carbon, and that's cause she says Rashi is, that the chiyuv carbon is not from the ishus, the iser ishus, the chiyuv carbon comes from the fact that you're not allowed to be mizana with the shivcha. However, the Rambam can't hold like that. If we understand the Rambam, like the Minchas Chinuch, and we understand the Rambam that the Isser and the Chi of Carbon over here and the Chi of Malchus are not coming from the Isser, Shivcha, they're coming from the Isser Ishus, so then the only time you would have a case where there's such a lav, where there's such an Isser, is only when she's at least, she's 50% free. If she's half free, if part of her is free, so then the Ishus should be considered married. If she's 100% Shivcha and she's not free at all, so then there is no Ishus. You might call it Mureses, the Gemara will call it Mureses, but the Gemara says it doesn't really mean Mureses, it means she's only Miuchedes Loi, but there's no real Kedushin, and there's no real Tvisis Kedushin, so in such a case, the Rambam would say you would not be Chayiv Karvin, and you would not get Malkus either.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.